very different from the last time I was here.
Absolutely. So we are into the final hours of putting it all together. The exhibit, we have a special preview opening for some community members who've been part of the show and help support the renovation in general. So that's Thursday night. And then very excited to open up for the summer season on Friday. We have our public reception starting at 5, going to 7 p.m. Wonderful reception planned, and we're really excited to invite the community back into their museum.
And before we go into that space, tell me about this beautiful desk.
Absolutely. So we have our admissions desk. We're calling it our welcome desk. Of course, we want every element in here to really start to tell the story of Ketchikan. And so Stephen Villano, our curator of exhibits, designed these additions to the basic desk form. And essentially, it was utilizing the 5 species of wood found in the Tongass National Forest. So that's why you have the variations. At the end, we have this beautiful slice of a spruce round that was in Hunter and Deb Davis's basement, of all places. And they generously donated it to us. And then here on one end, we have some bent wood. And Fred Trout graciously bent the wood for us. And you can see also added some elements, Northwest Coast art elements, a little form line in there as well. Brian Curtis was a great help putting it together, and Rich Stage is coming in this evening to put the final metal supports, and we also have one other surprise that'll be added to the front in addition that also incorporates the different species found on the forest. So why don't we walk on into the exhibit. So this is the beginning of Upholding Balance, really an exploration of Northwest Coast design, really from when Ketchikan, formally became a community up to present day. And part of what this exhibit explores is our concept of art versus what really, what these pieces, what these objects really mean to the, not only to the artists, but to the clans. We have items, from 1900. There's some, obviously, the Chilkat robe is something, or the fragment there could have been a piece that had, been handed down generations after generations. Spruce root baskets. Looking at as white tourists and white settlement came into the area, how Native artists responded to that. You think of the curios, the trinkets that would often be sold. So telling that story of sort of how that helped with the continuum of as Native culture was oppressed, then still being able to have those curios and sort of responding to that and how that was a bridge into a resurgence of Native art in the 1970s. So certainly highlighting, different families within Ketchikan that have had an incredible impact on Northwest Coast design and art, not only locally, but certainly internationally. So it's an eclectic mix as you go from the, older style, traditional, and then just the riff on what that looks like in contemporary times.
So quite a few people are going to be coming through here on Friday.
Yes.
Very excited to see the renovated space. So the last time I was here, it looked very different from what it looks like now.
Yes.
Can you address just the changes and what this means for you guys now?
It's a great opportunity for us because while we have this temporary exhibit pulled together to share with the community on Friday, we have this big open space here for the permanent exhibit. And this will be opening this time next season. So as soon as we close the door on Friday, the clock starts ticking for us of what to do with this space. And we've got 50 years of doing exhibits, so we have so much information to pull from. It's identifying where are the gaps, whose story haven't we told in the last 50 years? What are the new stories to tell and how that's going to look? And then, of course, the restroom. So the restrooms did end up being a huge chunk of the budget, because for anyone who remembers them before, they were tiny, tiny. I mean, those of us who are, 5'10", it was like, the door slammed on your knees. So now they are fully accessible, which is really exciting. So men's, women's, and then we do have a family restroom. We have so many visitors that come where they're, you know, with an aged parent who's in a wheelchair, you know, and maybe the son brings his mom in. And just being able, or a dad bringing in his young daughter to, you know, change a diaper, having that family restroom. So, you know, it's one other thing, too, is, I mean, this renovation is just the main floor. We still have downstairs. And, in fact, at the moment, we are running, our compressor motor broke on our within our heating system. So we have a sort of Band-Aid compressor right now so that we can even have heat. So, again, we've been phasing in this renovation. We celebrate September 4th, Labor Day of this year, will be the 50th anniversary of the Centennial Building. So, of course, 1967. And just, you know, honoring that, taking care of the building, certainly part of what the museum does. So it's an interesting interesting dynamic of our mission, because we think so much about it's taking care of the history of Ketchikan and honoring that heritage. But part of that history and heritage is this physical building. You know, and so being able to continue the renovations, you know, a couple years ago we had gotten a new roof. We'd done a new electrical transformer because the old one was starting to have problems. So that kind of thing of just incrementally and trying to be as fiscally responsible as possible as we continue investing in this building so that it'll be home to the museum for a very long time. Our next 50 years.
There you go.